This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
Coach Batchelor, 12-4 in the MEAC this season. It was maybe a little closer than for comfort towards the end, but you picked up the win going into the tournament. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought it was a tough game. I liked the way we started the game, and I thought we made the plays we need to make when we need to make them. You know, they never went away, and they wanted to continue to fight. And I'm just proud of the girls. I'm proud of the way they took care of business. And it was kind of like getting that monkey off our back is the way we've been playing. And so from here, I think it gets us back to the baseline of where we were all year long.
By the way, you try to make me look bad by the way you dress. You're just decked out from tie to handkerchief to the UMES button. Holy mackerel.
My mom would appreciate that. I know she's probably not listening, but she would appreciate that. She raised me well. So thanks, Dave.
Let me ask you a question about Pollard. She's one of probably better players that you have seen or played, your team's played against?
Probably one of the better players I've ever in the league. Yes. I mean, in the history of my time here.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Over a four-year period of time.
Right.
She's been a dominant kid. I guess that's why she's the all-time leading scorer in the history of – I don't think I've coached against another kid who's been the all-time leading scorer at their institution.
Yeah.
So I told her, I said, you know, I've recruited kids to guard her.
Right.
With that in mind, because she's such a dominant player.
Yeah. We guarded her very well in the first quarter and first half.
Yeah, you know, we tried to play with some energy and disrupt their tempo, but I thought the zone was good. I thought Kay did a great job in the zone of paying attention. She had one lapse, but she's a beast to handle, and I was really proud of the way Kay played tonight, off the bench for once.
The seniors had their moments throughout. Kiara Eaton leading the way with 21 points. It's been kind of a rough MEAC season for her, up and down, hot and cold, but she got blistering hot at the right time tonight.
You know, I need Kiki to get hot at the right time. You know, Kiki's the most dangerous streaky shooter I've ever seen, and she can go hot, she can go cold. And when she's hot, you know, I told her the other day, we were sitting down talking, I said, Kiki, I don't know if you remember, but you hit 9 threes in a game in your senior year in high school, and I remember that. You're capable of just taking a game over, so don't get frustrated with, you know, not making shots, because there's so many other things she can do, but I'm glad to see her knock down some shots, because that makes us a much better team. If you had asked me who would I want to have been our leading scorer tonight, I would have said Kiara Eaton.
All right, well, Coach, we'll see you down in Norfolk. Last thoughts before we talk to you again Wednesday for the MEAC quarterfinals.
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations, Coach.